堂听 class.com。
Number 29, talking about a tour to the Far East.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in traveling to the Far East.
Do you want to go alone, or would you prefer a group tour?
I was thinking of taking a tour. I would like to spend a couple of months traveling.
Where do you want to go? Asia is a big place. We have tours that go to Japan, then through China, and on to Thailand, Burma, or the Philippines.
I think I would like to see Japan and China, but I don't know anything about Thailand or Burma. Do you have any pictures?
Sure. Here you are. These are of our last tour. This is Thailand. You can see the Grand Palace and the Temple of the Emerald Buddha. These are very beautiful and interesting places. They are in Bangkok. Outside of Bangkok are some even more beautiful places. There are great beaches and scenic mountain parks.
That looks really good. Do you also have any tours into India? I think I would like to travel to Japan, China, Thailand, and India.
Yes, we have tours into India. In fact, we have one tour into Japan, China, Philippines, Hong Kong, Thailand, Burma, India, and Nepal. It's a 3-month tour, and we have departures on every first of the month.
That sounds very good. I'll take these brochures home and think about it. I will get in touch with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Number 29, talking about a tour to the Far East.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in traveling to the Far East.
Do you want to go alone, or would you prefer a group tour?
I was thinking of taking a tour. I would like to spend a couple of months traveling.
Where do you want to go? Asia is a big place. We have tours that go to Japan, then through China, and on to Thailand, Burma, or the Philippines.
I think I would like to see Japan and China, but I don't know anything about Thailand or Burma. Do you have any pictures?
Sure, here you are. These are of our last tour. This is Thailand. You can see the Grand Palace and the Temple of the Emerald Buddha. These are very beautiful and interesting places. They are in Bangkok. Outside of Bangkok are some even more beautiful places. There are great beaches and scenic mountain parks.
That looks really good. Do you also have any tours into India? I think I would like to travel to Japan, China, Thailand, and India.
Yes, we have tours into India. In fact, we have one tour into Japan, China, Philippines, Hong Kong, Thailand, Burma, India, and Nepal. It's a 3-month tour, and we have departures on every first of the month.
That sounds very good. I'll take these brochures home and think about it. I will get in touch with you next week. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice day.
Number 30. Investigating a car accident.
It was terrible. We were walking down the street when this car started swerving down the road. As he got near us, we knew he was going to run off the road.
You said that you were walking together with your friend. How was it that he got hit and you didn't?
Well, as the car approached, we started to run. I went one way and my friend went the other way. I was just lucky, I guess.
Did you notice anything strange about the man driving the car? They told me you pulled him out just before the car went up in flames. That was a very brave thing to do.
Yeah, he kept saying he hadn't been drinking, but I could smell whiskey on him. Not only that, the way he was driving was really bad. I'm sure he was drunk.
We'll be testing him for alcohol at the station. I need some information about you. What is your name, address, and phone number?
My name is Frank Smith. My address is 236 Chester Street. My phone number is 2378621. How is my friend? Is he going to be okay?
The ambulance attendant said that he will be all right. They just took him to the hospital for observation. I will need you to come to the police station to file a report. Then you can go see your friend at the hospital. Shall we go now?
Yes. Thank you, officer.
Number 30. Investigating a car accident.
It was terrible. We were walking down the street when this car started swerving down the road. As he got near us, we knew he was going to run off the road.
You said that you were walking together with your friend. How was it that he got hit and you didn't?
Well, as the car approached, we started to run. I went one way and my friend went the other way. I was just lucky, I guess.
Did you notice anything strange about the man driving the car? They told me you pulled him out just before the car went up in flames. That was a very brave thing to do.
Yeah, he kept saying that he hadn't been drinking, but I could smell whiskey on him. Not only that, the way he was driving was really bad. I'm sure he was drunk.
We'll be testing him for alcohol at the station. I need some information about you. What is your name, address, and phone number?
My name is Frank Smith. My address is 236 Chester Street. My phone number is 237-8621. How is my friend? Is he going to be okay?
The ambulance attendant said that he will be all right. They just took him to the hospital for observation. I will need you to come to the police station to file a report. Then you can go see your friend at the hospital. Shall we go now?
Yes. Thank you, officer.
Number 31. Quit smoking. I need a cigarette.
I don't have any. I'm trying to quit. Why don't you quit smoking, too?
It's too hard. I tried to quit once, but I couldn't do it. After 3 days, I was really freaking out. How long since you smoked last?
It's been 2 weeks now. The first week is really bad. After that, it gets easier. At first, I was eating instead of smoking every time I wanted a cigarette.
That sounds like a good way to get fat. I would like to quit smoking, but I wouldn't like to get fat. How much did you smoke before?
About a pack a day for almost 5 years. I started quite young. You know, all your friends start smoking, so you don't want to feel left out, or like you aren't part of the gang.
Right. Smoking in the bathroom at school. I remember it all too well. Had I realized then that it was going to be so difficult to quit, I never would have started.
For sure. I'm really going to do it this time. You should, too. Besides, things like this are easier with a friend.
I just don't think I have the willpower. Maybe I should go to one of those stop smoking programs.
Maybe. I hear they are quite expensive, but if you think that this is the only way, it would be worth it.
You're right. I'll make the call now.
Good idea.
Number 31. Quit smoking. I need a cigarette.
I don't have any. I'm trying to quit. Why don't you quit smoking too?
It's too hard. I tried to quit once, but I couldn't do it. After 3 days, I was really freaking out. How long since you smoked last?
It's been 2 weeks now. The first week is really bad. After that, it gets easier. At first, I was eating instead of smoking every time I wanted a cigarette.
That sounds like a good way to get fat. I would like to quit smoking, but I wouldn't like to get fat. How much do you smoke before?
About a pack a day for almost 5 years. I started quite young. You know, all your friends start smoking, so you don't want to feel left out or like you aren't part of the gang.
Right. Smoking in the bathroom at school. I remember it all too well. Had I realized then that it was going to be so difficult to quit, I never would have started.
For sure. I'm really going to do it this time. You should, too. Besides, things like this are easier with a friend.
I just don't think I have the willpower. Maybe I should go to one of those stop smoking programs.
Maybe. I hear they are quite expensive, but if you think that is the only way, it would be worth it.
You're right. I'll make the call now.
Good idea.
Number 32. Having one's holiday on a Monday.
I'm bored. I've got absolutely nothing to do. What are you doing today, Gail?
Nothing. Having your holiday on a Monday isn't very exciting. All your friends are at work. There are only soap operas on TV, and nobody is hanging out at the club.
How about a movie? Maybe there is something worth seeing on at the Esquire Theater.
No, I saw the listing last night. It's The Monster That Ate Detroit. It's about space creatures that eat automobiles. They destroy the auto industry in Michigan. Then the United Auto Workers Union organizes a Green Beret-style commando force and attacks their spaceship after they've eaten their fill of Chevys. I think that flick is up for the Worst Film of the Century Award.
I can believe it. That wouldn't be much better than just sitting around all day. I've got a book I could read, but it's a very boring story. What are we going to do?
We could go for a walk or do some exercise. We could take a drive somewhere or go shopping. I can think of a lot of things we could do.
You're right. It's no use just airing about having nothing to do. It beats working, but exercise is out of the question.
You're not bored. You're just lazy. Let's go shopping.
All right. Let me get my bag, and I'll meet you at the car.
Number 32. Having one's holiday on a Monday.
I'm bored. I've got absolutely nothing to do. What are you doing today, Gail?
Nothing. Having your holiday on a Monday isn't very exciting. All your friends are at work. There are only soap operas on TV, and nobody's hanging out at the club.
How about a movie? Maybe there's something worth seeing on at the Esquire Theater.
No, I saw the listing last night. It's The Monster That Ate Detroit. It's about space creatures that eat automobiles. They destroy the auto industry in Michigan, then the United Auto Workers Union organizes a Green Beret-style commando force and attacks their spaceship after they've eaten their fill of Chevys. I think that flick is up for the Worst Film of the Century Award.
I can believe it. That wouldn't be much better than just sitting around all day. I've got a book I could read, but it's a very boring story. What are we going to do?
We could go for a walk or do some exercise. We could take a drive somewhere or go shopping. I can think of a lot of things we could do.
You're right. It's no use just airing about having nothing to do. It beats working, but exercise is out of the question.
You're not bored. You're just lazy. Let's go shopping.
All right, let me get my bag, and I'll meet you at the car.
Number 33. On a plane. Excuse me, how long is this flight?
It's about 6 hours. We will arrive in Chicago at 4:00.
How is the weather there?
It is very cold. The temperature is 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, God. I'm going to freeze my rear off. I just came from Hawaii. I'll have problems adjusting to the difference in temperature. Will there be much turbulence during the trip?
Well, there is some bad weather along the way. Don't worry, though. It shouldn't be too bad. If there is some turbulence, you will need to put on your seatbelt.
Turbulence always makes me giddy. I hope I don't get airsick. That would be very embarrassing. Don't you get airsick?
Oh, no. If I did, I wouldn't be able to keep this job. I really enjoy it. Flying around all over the world is really a blast.
Don't you miss your family? You must not have very much time for them. How long do you get to stay in one place?
We only get 2 or 3 days in any one place. But when vacation time comes around, we get 2 weeks. And that is anywhere that the airlines flies. Sometimes I go to Europe. Last year, I was in Japan. I'm not married, so there is no problem with my family. I go home to see my mother about 3 times a year.
That's enviable. I've never been out of the United States. The flight's getting bumpy now.
You should put on your seatbelt. I've got to run along now and check on the other passengers.
Okay. See you later. Number 33. On a plane. Excuse me, how long is the flight?
It's about 6 hours. We will arrive in Chicago at 4 o'clock.
How is the weather there?
It is very cold. The temperature is 5 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, God, I'm going to freeze my rear off. I just came from Hawaii. I'll have problems adjusting to the difference in temperature. Will there be much turbulence during the trip?
Well, there is some bad weather along the way. Don't worry, though. It shouldn't be too bad. If there is some turbulence, you will need to put on your seatbelt.
Turbulence always makes me giddy. I hope I don't get airsick. That would be very embarrassing. Don't you get airsick?
Oh, no. If I did, I wouldn't be able to keep this job. I really enjoy it. Flying around all over the world is really a blast.
Don't you miss your family? You must not have very much time for them. How long do you get to stay in one place?
We only get 2 or 3 days in any one place. But when vacation time comes around, we get 2 weeks. And that is anywhere that the airlines flies. Sometimes I go to Europe. Last year I was in Japan. I'm not married, so there is no problem with my family. I go home to see my mother about 3 times a year.
That's enviable. I've never been out of the United States. The flight's getting bumpy now.
You should put on your seatbelt. I've got to run along now and check on the other passengers.
Okay, see you later. Number 34, a free talk.
Wow, I'm cold, man. I wish the weather would get warmer. When's it supposed to get warm around here anyway?
I don't know. It's incredibly cold. When I first came a month ago, it was hot. Now, it's been cold for about a month.
They said that would be the cold season at that time.
I think all the cold weather is coming from mainland China.
Yeah, it was cold when I was there. So what are you doing here anyway?
I came to work and to study Chinese. But right now, I don't have too much work.
Are you studying?
I'm studying, but I'm not absorbing much right now because I'm not putting enough energy into it. I really have to find a tutor and study more.
I think that's expensive.
So what are you doing in Taiwan?
The same thing. I was in Thailand for a year, and I was studying there. I was broke for a year as well, so I got sick of that.
What's Thailand like?
Hot. So this place is really cold. You're from Canada, aren't you?
Yeah, I was living in Canada. I live on an island right off Vancouver City. So it's pleasant there. I'm not really used to living in a large city.
I'm from L.A. I'm well set up for big cities.
Right. So Bangkok, or Taipei, is just another city for you.
Right. Just another city. You said you were in Mexico. What were you doing in Mexico?
Well, I traveled through Mexico, Central America, and South America.
What did you think of it? I really like Mexico. I mean, not the border towns, but I found that down south, there, the people were, I don't know what you'd call them, lazy or whatever. They seemed really easy to get along with.
Yeah, the further you go to the south, there is less of an influence from the U.S., and they're not really accustomed to seeing the affluent tourists. So the people are friendlier, and there's more of an indigenous population in the south.
Yeah, really clean. I found some of the smaller villages. Because if you spend a lot of time in the northern part, and you see the border towns or whatever, like I've been in some of the border towns south of Arizona and New Mexico, and it was really bad. Really bad. Just like a miniature Tijuana, like if you've ever been to Juarez.
No, I've never been there.
Have you ever been through Texas?
No, I've never been through Texas. Just on the west coast of the United States.
Oh, if you go to El Paso, you have the Rio Grande River, and you go to El Paso, Texas, which is just over the border from New Mexico. You look across the water, and you've got El Paso, this really nice American town with middle-class neighborhoods and all that. Then you see the cardboard shacks, and everything across the river is just incredible.
Yeah, it's an incredible contrast from the affluence of the U.S. There's some beautiful areas in Central America, but right now there's just too much political turmoil. But Guatemala is a very special country.
Is it? I've heard it's pretty nice.
There's beautiful landscapes, volcanoes, and lakes, but also because of the Mayan Indians that live there.
So they have the pyramids and all that.
There's some archaeological ruin sites, but also the people still weave their own clothing, so they're very colorful, and they still have their own language.
So they don't speak Spanish. It would be one of the Indian dialects.
Yeah, they speak a form of Mayan, which strangely enough sounds a lot like Chinese.
Does it?
But I don't think anyone has studied it.
They found a lot of similarities between, say, Mayans, Incan, and Aztec cultures, and the
Mongolian races.
The Mongolian races, especially in the reckoning of time with the calendars.
Also, the Mayans are usually born with a birthmark that's on the lower part of your back, and that is only found in this part of the world as well.
You mean consistently down this way?
Yeah, well, it's in the genetic pool. Genetic characteristics.
Designer genes.
Yeah, designer genes. Exactly. That's what I want to talk to you about. Designer genes. How are your designer genes?
I'm not wearing any. Have you ever been to Belize?
Yeah, Belize is really, well, it's a contrast.
I've heard that since they got their independence, the people don't really have any idea what to do with their country.
Well, it's a strange mixture of people there. It was always a British colony. They had Chinese, Indians, the black people, and also Indians from India.
And the British?
Yeah, and also, what did they call it? It's a group of German people. They usually go to countries under religious pretense. Oh. So no one was really in control of the situation. It was the Chinese doing the business, and the black people really doing nothing. It's a beautiful country, but it didn't have any idea of itself when British were there, because everyone resented the British as well. And there's really no economic base in Belize. There's really nothing there. One questions why it was ever colonized by the British.
Coconuts.
Coconuts, exactly. And sugarcane. They don't even have fertile soil for growing rice.
My parents just went down to Cozumel and sent back some really nice pictures of the ruins down there.
That's kind of the model tourist area of Mexico.
Yeah, my parents are like the model tourists. There's a really great shot of my father walking up a pyramid with a video camera on his back, holding onto the chain.
The Real Safari, an adventure stories of life.
Yeah, I haven't been down that far. The farthest I've made it was down to Puerto Vallarta. I was in Mexico for that big earthquake, though.
Really?
Yeah, I was in Mazatlan.
That was just recently.
Yeah, it would have been October or September last year. No, September of 85.
Did you feel the tremors?
Yeah, you could really feel it. It didn't have anywhere near the strength that it did in Mexico City, of course, but it was definitely an earthquake.
It's amazing how many earthquakes there are. Well, if you're in this part of the world.
Yeah, Taiwan, Japan. There was none in Thailand. They're a bit off that one little section.
Yeah, it's called the Pacific Rim of Fire. But in Guatemala, it's been progressively destroyed by quake after quake.
Are there active volcanoes?
Yeah. Well, there are some beautiful ones that you can climb. I climbed one volcano, and we got above the clouds at about 12,000 feet. So we had the clouds below us. And you could look across, and there was two live volcanoes. So it looked like some strange seascape. The clouds with the ocean, and then you had these volcanoes spewing lava.
Now, that's wild.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
I had a really similar experience in Hawaii. Have you been there?
No, I've never been to Hawaii.